Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the line right now, we have Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Jason Lockenfora. Inside reports are brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Jason, first of all, welcome to the team, man. It's good to have you on. Appreciate you joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
NFL free agency is just kicking baseball's rear end around. We've had so much moving. And just the last 2 days of the tampering period, you know, we're sitting here talking about John Lynch really getting the Niners back into conversations if they were able to swing a trade for Odell Beckham Jr. Does that sound more like a possibility or wishful thinking to you, Jason?
Oh, I think it's absolutely a possibility. I came out of the combine hearing, you know, that the Giants are doing more than just picking up the phone, that they are engaging, and that other teams had a very strong sense that they very well could deal Odell Beckham, and that what they were saying publicly didn't really match the vibes they were giving off privately. And look, that's, you know, understandable. You don't often hear teams who are going to come right out and tell their fan base, yeah, we're way more open to trading our best player than you think. But there is a trade to be made there. It's not a salary dump. It's not, going to be a one-sided affair where they're just giving a player away to addition by subtraction or anything like that. It would be an absolute blockbuster, and I think it starts with two ones and probably includes a little something beyond that. But there is a long precedent of those type of deals happening in the NFL. They don't happen with great regularity, but they do happen. And I think Pat Shurmur, I picked up very strong vibes, again, going back about a month now, that he had been with this guy for a year, and he's like, great player, but I just don't know if he's going to fit long-term. And with him being signed for five more years and all that cost certainty, and he's played at a Hall of Fame level, he's missed some games due to injury and this or that, and you know, you don't always love him from Monday to Saturday, but on Sunday, he's very often, you know, the best player on the field, and he's just entering his prime. And I would not be shocked by any stretch of the imagination if they did trade him before the draft.
All right, so we'll unclassify it as wishful thinking and position it as a fluid situation. We'll keep an eye on it, Jason Lockenfora. The one thing we do know is that the Niners went out and got themselves Kwon Alexander, and they took a little heat originally. A lot of people didn't like the money. You see what C.J. Mosley signed for today. I think that looks a little bit better. Yeah. The details of the Kwon Alexander trade looks better. And let's face it, without a torn ACL, I think people would really like it. This is a guy who can tackle and is fast.
Yeah, absolutely. They obviously have been looking at linebackers for a while, and Reuben Foster is no longer there for obvious reasons. But yeah, it makes sense. You don't have any of the health concerns. But I think where we are with ACLs now, and the way that, you know, the medicine and the science behind it and the sports science behind it has evolved, I like the move, frankly. I think it makes sense for them. I don't think they're done by any stretch of the imagination, whether it's exploring trades or other options. That's a team I expected to, try to make heads roll a little bit this offseason and make some hay and really be ready to take a leap forward in, the third year of this regime. Obviously, you know, pass rush, there's some things they're going to want to address. There's a lot of veteran pass rushers who are still out there right now. And so we'll see where some of those fits are. As Za'Darius Smith gets over $16 million, he's a nice player. He's a ascending player. He's a player the Ravens should have tried to lock up a year sooner for peanuts. But my goodness, when you're seeing those kind of guarantees for a guy who's got like 12 career sacks, I mean, I can understand why that was too rich for some people's blood.
So you said you don't think the Niners are done. The two names that we have been talking about almost constantly the last 2 days, and as time has gone on, they've increasingly become two of the only big names on the market that address Niner needs, are Earl Thomas and Justin Houston. So a pass rusher and a safety, probably in my mind, the two biggest positions in need for the Niners. Do you know how in they are on either of those guys? What the likelihood that they might be able to lure one or both of them here? Have you heard much about those?
Yeah, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they end up with one of those players. I mean, Earl Thomas, I think, is dealing with a softer market than he had hoped. And, you know, he's seeing, you know, Honey Badger and Landon Collins, some of these guys get even more than they would have thought. But I think Earl's injury history gives people some concern and some pause. And when you're talking about a guy who wants 15 a year, 14 a year, and who hasn't been available with great regularity the last couple years, and you talk about, you know, back and neck and stuff like that, it's going to scare some people off. So I think, you know, that's, you use the word fluid. I think that's a good word to use in this situation. At the end of the day, does Earl Thomas end up doing a one-year prove-it contract? Now, it's not going to be a one-year vet minimum. I mean, it's going to be, you know, is this a situation akin to Ndamukong Suh a year ago? And if so, you know, does he do that at home in Dallas, or you know, does he go elsewhere if the money's a little better someplace else? So I don't rule that out. And, yeah, Justin Houston is a guy who would certainly make some sense for them as well. There's about a half a dozen teams monitoring that situation fairly closely. You know, and I think you have to look at the price point there. He was set to make $15 million this year in Kansas City. Is he able to get that as part of a long-term deal? I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. He's had health issues as well, though. You know, does a guy like a Cameron Wake, are you able to get him in? He's obviously a little older, but what if you get him for $10 million, you know? Whereas some of these other guys are pushing closer to $15 million. I think there's more than one option out there for them in terms of somebody who could get to the quarterback. But, yeah, those two names you mentioned make a lot of sense. And I expect the 49ers to be aggressive. So it would not surprise me at all if they landed a free agent of that caliber.
Jason Lockenfora, NFL Insider here on 95.7 The Game, along with Damon Bruce and Matt Kolsky. Good to have them aboard. Are the Jets negotiating against themselves when it comes to Le'Veon Bell? I'll take it a step further. What jersey will he be putting on? And will he be putting it on by the end of business today?
This is another situation where this is not what he had hoped for.
It's fluid.
No, he doesn't have the leverage he wanted, and he doesn't have the market that he wanted. I think he's playing a game of chicken with the Jets. I think the Raiders are monitoring this as well. The Eagles, from a distance, have also. Tampa, to a lesser extent. There's been a lot of talk about the Ravens going back to the combine. I wish I had $5 for every time somebody from an NFL team has said, we think he's going to the Ravens. People in that organization who I've known a long time swear to me they're being used by the agent, and they don't have any interest in this, and they haven't pursued Le'Veon Bell at all, and they don't think he's a culture fit, and they don't think he's who they need in their locker room right now. The Jets, if you would have asked me in November, I would have said the Jets. December, January, February, I might as well say them in March as well. I don't get the sense that he really wants to be there, but with all the money that he's lost, I think the Jets have the most out there. I think he makes a lot of sense for the Raiders at this point. I wrote a column after they got AB saying, dude, just go for it. You know what I mean? Go get this guy too. It's not your money. It's Mark Davis's money. You get AB and you get Le'Veon Bell. That's, what, roughly 3,500 yards from scrimmage right there, and probably 22 touchdowns. So that's not a bad way. Raiders a little more exciting.
Jason, since you're attaching Le'Veon Bell and you're talking a little Raiders, and you're saying just go for it, this is what's nuts to me. They're making go-for-it moves. After a year, they signal to the whole world, blow it up, long-term rebuild.
You know what I mean? Like, if you get the 31-year-old receiver on the cheap and then you go ahead and guarantee all that money and, you know, you're continuing to add in free agency, what the heck? You're not going to fix that defense in 1 year anyway, right? I mean, you're going to have to score into the mid-30s to win anyway. Go get this guy. Look, there's not going to be a real commitment beyond 2 years. I'm not paying him 15 or 16 or anything close to that crazy stuff he wanted. But, you know, if it's a couple million dollars here or there and it's in the range of 13, they can't take it with them. You're paying the coach 10. Well, you know what I mean? Like, what's the difference? You're trying to get people in Las Vegas to buy PSLs and suites and sponsorships for a stadium that doesn't exist and a team that's not even in the state yet. I would say go for it at this point. Have some fun. You know Gruden wants to coach offense anyway. He's never been afraid of older players. He prefers veterans to young guys. What the hell?
It would be interesting. There's no doubt about that. I want to spin it quickly forward to the draft. Obviously, both Bay Area teams picking high, but the big combine takeaway seems to be that whether it's Arizona or somebody trading up, Kyler Murray could very well go first, which means Bosa could very well fall to the Niners. My question to you is, it sounds like everyone has Bosa as distinctly set apart from the rest of those defensive ends. Do you see that gap as big as it seems to be being projected by most? And do you think Bosa will fall to that two spot for the Niners?
I think Kyler Murray's going one, so I think the 49ers will have their pick of really anybody who will be on their board. They're not taking a quarterback anyway, so I think they're going to have the pick of the litter of whatever they want. And if it, you know, when you're in that situation, I think you always have to be willing to move down, and there'll be a lot of pass rushers who probably fit the bill. And I think the thing then becomes, is somebody trying to move to two or three to make sure they get the other quarterback? Is there so much value there? And particularly if you know, defense is where they're, you know, where they need to, if Garoppolo comes back and McKinnon comes back, you know, you can start looking at that offense and say, all right, that's going to be addition from within. If you think you need to add defense from without, well, I mean, there's a lot of other edge rushers. You know what I mean? If you take out the quarterbacks get bumped up because they're quarterbacks, you can make the case the top 10 picks should all be defense. So if you go from two, you know what I mean, to five or six, and you pick up quality and quantity, I think that's maybe their sweet spot. But, yeah, I mean, obviously Bosa's got the pedigree. Bosa's got the production. The injury isn't a concern at this point. You know, everybody's comfortable with his medicals after the combine. So, he could certainly be the pick. But I just wonder, you know, Sweat, some of these other edge guys, the further you go down the evaluation, what would it cost to drop off of that, still get a potential impact pass rusher, and maybe pick up something else significant along the way? I think, you know, that could end up being not the worst place in the world to be for them. Again, especially because they're not going to be playing around with quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, if the Niners are sitting in there at two, yet they control the draft, it's got to be a really nice way to step into a draft, no doubt about it. Jason Lockenfora, thank you very much, man. Appreciate your time today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Again, radio.com sports NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. Insider Reports brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.